Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Moments of Sadness and Hope, and the reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was lying close to Jesus. So Simon Peter beckoned to him and said, "Tell us who it is of whom he speaks." So he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give this morsel." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then Satan entered into him, and Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to Judas. So after receiving the morsel, Judas immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock will not crow till you have denied me three times." Today's gospel follows a reading of Isaiah's prophecy, often identified as a song of the suffering servant. That reading presents the humble prophet, recognizing himself as unworthy, yet also joyous in obedience to the Creator for choosing him to glorify Israel. Yet there is, in Isaiah's story, none of the human sadness that Jesus, our messianic suffering servant, reveals in the gospel. The word sadness is an unusual description of Jesus. Is the reason for it Jesus' knowledge of what will come next? The terrible suffering of the scourging he will undergo, the pain and ridicule of the crown of thorns, and his anguish as he carries the cross to the place of his death? I think there is more to it. Although we glorify Jesus as the divine Son of the Father, how well are we aware of the depths of his humanity? That he is emotional, that he is no stranger to feeling sorrow and grief. At the table with his well-loved friends, he has just said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." There is deep sadness in this statement. And when he says to Judas, "What you are going to do, do quickly," he declares his acceptance, not only of all that will befall him, but of his friend's betrayal. Have we considered that Jesus loved his friend Judas? That Judas was one of his chosen people who followed him, learned from him, was influenced by his message? Or do we assume that the betrayal of Judas canceled out any love that Jesus might have felt for the disciple? It really doesn't work that way, does it? When people are hurt, their first and maybe their long-term response is pain, not the decision to coolly move on. The other disciples, secure in the loving unity of their group, knew none of this and therefore offered no comfort. And Jesus needed comfort. Sadness is a lonely feeling. He also knew he would soon leave them, as he said, "Yet a little while I am with you. Where I am going, you cannot come." But it is Peter's response that must have caused Jesus the greatest sadness. "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Judas was loved by Jesus, yes, and his betrayal hurt Jesus. But Peter was probably the closest to him, the one upon whom, according to Matthew, Jesus would build his church. In great sorrow, Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock will not crow till you have denied me three times." What do these wonderings about Jesus' pain say to us, including the negative ending of this reading? Maybe we need to understand the humanity of Jesus more clearly, and maybe it is good for us to link our own feelings to Jesus' story. And maybe there is another learning for us. Jesus did not speak of his feelings. Times of lonely sadness were not foreign to him and may not be foreign to us, but we can be certain that Jesus met them directly. He lived them, lived every moment, accepting what each moment offered. He knew that pain, including emotional pain, was part of his humanity as it is part of ours, especially in our present world of uncaring governments failing to meet the needs of starving and dying people. And Jesus teaches us that accepting each present moment, finding him in each present moment, will lead us out of sadness to a resurrection we will call hope.